Exclusive Republican General Don Bolduc rips Democrat Maggie Hassan for open borders, fentanyl crisis. By Wendell Hasebo on October 8, 2022. New Hampshire Republican Senate candidate Don Bolduc slams Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH, for her role in permitting open borders that have led to the fentanyl crisis. She has supported Joe Biden 100% of the time, Schumer 96% of the time. People are struggling in New Hampshire, General Bolduc said of Hassan on Breitbart News Saturday. I think everything that Senator Hassan was doing is hurting Granite Staters. When asked what can be done to end the fentanyl crisis that has led to many deaths in New Hampshire, the general laid out a four-step plan. The first thing we need to do is secure the border. The second thing we need to do is give our law enforcement all the tools they need, which she, Hassan, just voted against doing, and the third thing is that we need to designate the cartels as terrorist organizations, so we can get the whole weight of our joint terrorism task force behind interdicting these cartels, he said. And then stop this nonsense where we allow distributors and manufacturers and people that are selling drugs to plead down and not do any jail time, General Bolduc added. Overdoses increased 200% in New Hampshire, he said. Manchester is now experiencing the highest overdoses that they've experienced. New Hampshire itself is in the top three. She, Hassan, has done nothing over the last 5.5 years. And let me remind you, she did nothing as governor. She is a disaster for New Hampshire and America when it comes to what she votes for. And she just voted for all this stuff to make it worse in August. General Bolduc, referencing Hassan's votes to allow the border to remain open. General Bolduc was also asked about President Joe Biden's comment that the world is at risk of a nuclear Armageddon. It is an unmitigated disaster, and to suggest that you're going to use fear and uncertainty in this issue is the height of irresponsibility and lack of leadership, General Bolduc said. And Senator Hassan is right there with him for failing to say, hey, wait a minute, this is not right, this is not the way we handle these things, and certainly could lead to us doing things that we don't want to do. There are so many other ways and so many other tools in the kit bag that we could be using to push back on Russia in this area. And one of them is not to make these statements at a fundraiser. Terrible. Their actions created a war in the Ukraine, have emboldened China, Russia, North Korea, Iran. They are a disaster in national security. Never mind the threats that they're creating with their border security and their immigration policies here in this country, he said. I was part of our nuclear defense program in the Pentagon and one of my jobs, had the highest clearances dash, was to run those programs. I understood the type of sensitivity, responsibility that this has even mentioned it in public to even talk about it, General Bolduc continued. And to suggest that you have the same situation that President Kennedy had, or that you have any of the skills that President Kennedy has in order to deal with something like this, or your team, with Kennedy's national security team outclasses Kennedy's national security team by 1.5 miles. These guys can't even get a withdrawal from Afghanistan right. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.